I wrapped my arms around her big neck. She snorted. Then she tossed her head, her white mane stinging my face, a playful habit ever since she was a filly. She nudged my arm until I brought out the treat hiding in my belt, a small square of honeycomb. "Here, Bucephalus," I said. "Good girl." Her brown eye watched me as I stroked her neck. A thick ivory comb hung on the gate next to my saddle. When I reached for it, she butted my hand, knocking it down to the straw. She dislikes having her mane untangled, so today I just returned the comb to its hook. "You wild thing," I thought in my heart. "You lovely, wild thing." Oh, I envy her freedom, that she is without cares or worries. This evening, as I was bathing and listening to Neva read, my younger sister, Arsinoe, marched into my chamber. Her dress was blue with a purple sash, and she was barefoot except for ornaments jingling on her ankles. She was followed by her nurse and three of her little barking dogs. I call them the toads, for their noses look squashed and wet. She tugged at her nurse's skirt because she was too excited to speak for herself. Her nurse bowed.